You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, good basketball tomorrow night. We got a doubleheader. An NBA Finals rematch begins the night. The Heat and the Nuggets. Then we got LeBron and the Lakers squaring off against the Kings. It all starts with NBA Countdown at 7 o'clock Eastern. Meanwhile, before we get back to all the football, let me give you one wake-up call. Look what happened to Monsieur Wemby last night.
Oh. One more bucket. One more bucket or one more stop. Trace Jackson Davis. Oh! He put the entire country of France in the basket. Take that 8-foot wingspan with you.
That is his welcome to the league moment. Dunked on by another rookie. That is insane.
He put the entire country of France into the basket. That's a funny call, right?
That's really good.
That was the first time you'd heard it. I saw your reaction live. I saw it last night.
I was assured this could not happen, that he would block every shot.
What do you think of that, Tannenbaum?
I like to see him in the red zone, is what I like to do.
Yeah, he would be something else. All right, with that, we welcome you back to another hour. We are live from the Seaport. We're brought to you by Chase. You see Orlovsky is there with us, coming off the busiest day maybe the busiest day of the football year, all things considered. And we'll have Booger McFarland for you in a minute, getting his satellite fired up and ready to go. He's got insight into all the things that we have seen. Let's start with superlatives. It was a madness day yesterday. Orlovsky, in your view, what has been the best move so far?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins going to the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, this is a guy that has been a top 10 quarterback for the last several years. Since 2018, there's only two guys who have thrown more touchdowns than Kirk Cousins. That's Patrick Mahomes and then, ironically, Russell Wilson. And he goes to a place that has a really good offensive line, a ton of young firepower on the outside, in addition to Bijan Robinson, and a good, talented defense. If he plays the way he has for the last five seasons, this team has a very high chance to be a playoff-winning football team.
Mike T, how about the biggest question mark move you've seen so far?
Carolina trained Brian Burns. Like, the object of the exercise is to get young, talented pass rushers. He's in the prime of his career at 26 years old. Allegedly, they could have gotten 2-1 from him from the Rams over a year ago, just to get a 2 and a 5. Like, if you're going to franchise him, just keep him on a 1-year deal. But if you can't get a first-round pick for a team that needs so much greenie, I would have kept him and not trade him for a 2 and a 5.
Yeah, Carolina had a very busy day in a variety of ways yesterday. We'll talk about them. Graziano, how about individual losers so far? Who's been the biggest?
I would say Justin Fields. This game of musical chairs is ending, and he may not have a chair that says starting quarterback on it. We'll see. I still think the Bears end up trading him because I think they're going to take Caleb Williams with the number one pick in the draft. But where does he get traded and into what kind of situation? I think it's going to look a lot different than we imagined it might when this all started a month or so ago.
All right, that was a big surprise, or it's been a big surprise to me. Orlovsky, what was the biggest surprise to you of yesterday?
Yeah, Philadelphia Eagles acquiring Saquon Barkley, mainly because it's just counterintuitive to who they have been organizationally. This is an organization that forever has built their offensive and defensive lines only, and they've in many ways ignored at least investing finance in the tailback position. And not only do they go to their rival or one of them in the New York Giants and pluck Saquon away, but then they pay him. And that was shocking because I would have never thought that Philadelphia and Howie Roseman would have been that aggressive with a tailback, but they do, and I think it's a tremendous move for the organization, but still very surprising that they went against what they have been historically.
I like it too, and I'll explain my thinking, and then Dan, I want to hear yours. So I get it that running backs, the replacement value of them is generally pretty easy. If you have a good running back, you can find another one who is probably very close to just as good, and you don't have to spend the money. There are a very select few who are legitimate difference makers, who transform an offense. I keep using Christian McCaffrey as the example, and Orlovsky, you did the same thing earlier this morning. He does so much for your offense that is worth more than your quote-unquote replacement running back, and I don't believe Saquon Barkley has ever had the opportunity to demonstrate his his ability to do those things because he's been on bad teams who were largely badly coached with bad offensive line play and bad quarterback play. And as a consequence, he has always been the focal point of the opposition's defense. All of a sudden, and Dan, you put it really well this morning, so I'll let you do it. Football has never been as easy for Saquon Barkley as it is going to be starting next season in Philly, and that's why I love the move.
Yeah, Greeny, Saquon Barkley has played one season with a wide receiver that had 1,000 yards that year. It was 2018, OBJ went over 1,000, and Saquon that season had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage. The Philadelphia Eagles had two wide receivers that went for over 1,000 yards last season. That's why I say it's never going to be easier for Saquon Barkley when it comes to space. This is a guy that has had good moments and been a good player when he has gotten the ball and everybody on the defense has been basically in his grill. Now he's going to have space pre-snap. He's going to have an offensive line that is going to change the line of scrimmage. And the reason why he was drafted that early was because of his dynamic ability. His physical talent is so rare. They're finally going to have the opportunity to see that. There's a reason why DeAndre Swift last year had a career year in Philadelphia. And I think you're going to see the zone read and the potential quarterback run be a focal point again for Philadelphia's offense. They're going to throw the ball downfield because that's what they do. And then Saquon is going to have so much room to operate.
So sometimes, Dan Graziano, one of my new favorite phrases is both things can be true.
Yes.
Which is to say it can be true that this is a move that makes a lot of sense for the Eagles to spend this because they might have been Saquon Barkley away from being like a Super Bowl team again. And it can also be true that for the Giants, who are not Saquon Barkley away from being anything, it would not have made the same level of sense to pay him the same amount of money.
Right. The Eagles are saying, we believe this is a player that is better than what we've seen in 6 years in the league so far. To Dan's point, maybe that's because of circumstances. The New York Giants, since drafting Saquon Barkley, are 34-64 and have played two playoff games. Like, he may be a transformative player, but 6 years into his NFL career, he has yet to transform anything, right? Like, the Giants did no winning with him. It wasn't his fault. Great. We'll find out, right? Because now he's in this wonderful situation. The Eagles looked and said, we don't like to spend on running backs. This is not spending on a running back. This is spending on a difference-making player who can transform our offense. If they are right, which they often are in Philadelphia in the front office, then it's going to look great. I just think it's an if.
But Greeny, just context here is so important. The verb here is to allocate. If the four of us were running an NFL team and we said we were going to allocate roughly 4% of our cap to a player like Saquon Barkley, it's a no-brainer. And I'm telling you, the guy that really wins is Jalen Hurts. He was beat up last year, 491 rushes over 3 years. He will take the load off of Jalen Hurts and make this whole offense better.
Orlovsky, go.
Yeah, I mean, Carolina sucked with Christian McCaffrey as well. And I know we keep making
that comparison.
This isn't quarterback and the impact that a quarterback can have on a football team when it comes to swinging maybe wins or losses. But this is a guy, Saquon Barkley is a phenomenal, phenomenal football player. And he has been, I just saw stats that we put up on the bottom line. Last year he had 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns in 14 games. With that offensive line, now he's going to go run behind Mailata and Landon Dickerson and Lane Johnson. And he's going to have A.J. Brown on the outs. Look at that stat line last year. We have never seen Saquon Barkley have this opportunity to have his imprint on a football team. Nope. And I'd also say this. He's not just a back. You know, while the Eagles took money and paid for him, they're getting a multiple type of player in one body. I would expect Kellen Moore to throw him the football a ton. I think we're minimizing the type of player Saquon Barkley is because of the environment that he has been in.
We're going to find out. I mean, that's that simple. We're going to find out.
I would add, they did some winning 2 years ago.
They did.
They won. They punched above their weight, right? They won, and he was overwhelmingly the most important
part. In his second ever fully healthy season, out of six.
And Greeny, to your point, bears repeating, every game he played as a New York Giant, he was number one in terms of what the opposing defense had stopped. That is not going to be the case in Philadelphia. You know, and I think what he could do is take those swing passes, as Dan alluded to, and those could be massive chunk plays for them.
So that's to go back to what I, again, both things can be right.
Yes.
Like, it might have made sense for the Giants to let him graduate. They probably should. Maybe they should have paid him last year and not paid Daniel Jones, or maybe they shouldn't have paid either of them last year. All that is water under the bridge. The reality is, I believe he can make a huge difference for Philadelphia. We'll wind up seeing who's right and who's wrong. Now, in the meantime, there's a little sidebar that comes with this, because we understand that fans, and that's, at the end of the day, all I've ever been, it's not your job to be rational. It's not your job to approach these things with anything other than your heart and your soul. So there are a lot of Giant fans who are mad at Saquon Barkley today. And all I can say to them is, I don't know what to tell you. That guy tried as hard as he could. He practically got on his knees and begged the Giants to meet him halfway, a third of the way, and let him be the face of the franchise for the rest of his career. And at every turn, they chose not to. So the idea that he took the best deal that was out there for him, and anyone should have a problem with that, is ludicrous. Now, Tiki Barber, the former Giant, who hosts a talk show in New York now, said on the air, and he says he was kidding, and I'll take him at face value that he was kidding, you're dead to us, meaning, you know, Saquon, now that he goes to the rival. Again, he may very well have been kidding. I've had things that I said that I meant to be kidding, you know, taken out of context and all of a sudden made into a big deal. So this to me is not as much about him as it is about Saquon's response. Did you see this?
I did.
Holy smoke. So Saquon tweeted at Tiki, LOL. Yep, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team. I got the deal I wanted, secured more guaranteed money, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs. You've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the dead to me talk don't smile in my face when you see me. Wow.
Whoa.
So, I mean, that is, so what, how do we interpret, Dan, like, you know, you played, how do you interpret that?
Yeah, I don't think Saquon took it as Tiki Barber being in a joking manner. I think Saquon
right.
Barkley is saying, hey, dude, you don't get the opportunity. You don't know me like that. And I agree with Saquon. Like, I know Tiki, if he's joking or not. One of the things that I always marveled at, Greeny, was that Saquon would constantly publicly champion Daniel Jones, even though the play wasn't warranted. And this isn't a shot at Daniel Jones. But I always marveled at how great he was as a teammate, and this was his opportunity to finally go get paid. I know he wanted to, more than anything, sign a long-term deal with the Giants last year, and it never happened that way. So I got nothing but love for Saquon Barkley, and I think he's going to be great in Philadelphia, and I give him credit for standing up for himself.
Now, the fact that he's an Eagle means that, you know, he won't get a standing ovation when he comes back next year to New Jersey to play against the Giants.
And I promise you, all the Giant leadership will say, like, it doesn't matter where they go. But I'm telling you, in that building, it stings a lot. Like, they didn't want to see him in Dallas, and they certainly didn't want to see him in Philadelphia.
That said, you think the Giants had a good day. I mean,
the Giants did have a good day.
The unflashy days are sometimes the best days.
Saquon Barkley's there 6 years. They didn't do any winning. So if they want to move on from him, that's their choice, and there's reasons to support it. They got a running back in Devin Singletary at their price, a guy they like a lot. They got two interior offensive linemen that they badly need that'll help whoever the running back is. And they traded for Brian Burns, a 25-year-old elite pass rusher that is going to make their defense worlds better. I think the Giants had an excellent day in spite of losing Saquon Barkley to a division rival.
So once again, both things can be right at the same time. We will see as we continue. There's only one team that didn't have a day yesterday. We can't judge it one way or the other, I suppose, because they didn't do anything. Jerry Jones and the Cowboys sat out the opening day of free agency. What did that mean? Where does it leave them? We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, wait a minute. Is Justin suddenly out of options? Where in the world do he and the Bears go from here? We'll answer that question next. Get up on ESPN.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await get you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. Delicious, meet nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
We're back on Get Up. QB quick reads is our next business. And Dan Orlovsky, it's all on you. Here we go. Does Kirk Cousins make Atlanta a Super Bowl contender?
No. Atlanta will be an NFC South contender with Kirk Cousins, but Super Bowl contender, no. I still place legitimate Super Bowl contenders ahead of them with the Los Angeles Rams, the San Francisco 49ers, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Green Bay Packers, and the Detroit Lions, but it gives them a chance to win the division against a highly touted and competitive Tampa Bay Buccaneers team.
All right, I might circle back to that. It's an interesting point. Meanwhile, let's go to Minnesota. Will Sam Darnold be their starting quarterback this year?
It's either going to be Sam Darnold or the rookie that they draft, and they will draft a rookie. Sam Darnold's going to be in a really good place with Kevin O'Connell in his offensive line. He's a guy that's still talented and young. But I also think that the two names that are directly attached to this organization, quarterback-wise, coming out of the draft are going to be Drake May out of North Carolina and J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan, both ideal fits for this offense.
Well, they would almost certainly have to move up from where they are to get those guys. And then finally, what of Justin Fields? He's been the most talked about player on this show now for weeks.
Yeah.
We kept waiting for the people to start lining up, right? Teams to line up down the block to try and acquire him. Seems nobody wants him. What is the best fit for him now? What should happen here?
Yeah, in honor of McAfee, I have no idea. I don't know, Greeny. You've tried to parse this throughout the offseason of thinking it and where's the good place for him. And right now, I don't know if it's going to be a starting situation. It almost feels and seems like it's going to be a Mac Jones type of situations. Teams that I'll throw out that might be a little bit of the off the beaten path, or the, I guess, the expected path, Greeny. You know, does Cleveland want to invest behind Deshaun Watson? Indianapolis loses Gardner Minshew. Could they do that behind Anthony Richardson? What about Washington? What about the New York Giants? So it might be a situation where it's a potential backup role, which is shocking to me, rather than competing for a starting job.
So let's analyze, because Dan has his opinion, you have yours, I have mine. We've all been Justin Fields believers all along. But, you know, what's the old line? 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. What message is the entire NFL sending here? Mike, this has been your life for a long time. What message is being sent here?
We don't think you're a starter. When we saw three teams yesterday go in a different direction, arguably for more than what it would have been. Once Mac Jones got traded for a six-round pick, Greeny, you could have had Justin Fields presumably for a six-round pick and $2.7 million, and yet Gardner Minshew, Jacoby Brissett, and Sam Darnold go before him. It's shocking to me. And when you look at that, I totally agree with Dan. That he brought up some really interesting teams. But again, you look at those bridge-year quarterbacks, that has J.J. McCarthy written all over it, that those three quarterbacks are bridges for, at number three could be obviously Jaden Daniels or Drake May. But certainly I think J.J. McCarthy was the winner. But now there has to be a sense of urgency in Chicago to move on, because, Greeny, you've been there in Chicago with the Bears. Could you imagine Caleb Williams and Justin Fields even going out for a practice in May? Who's getting what rep? Boy, Justin Fields looked better than Caleb Williams. Does that mean he starts every single day? That will be the story of the franchise. That's why you got to cut your losses. If you're the Bears, trade him as soon as possible.
That's probably right. What, Dan? What here?
I think that's what will happen, because, I mean, they're on record saying they want to do right by Fields, and keeping him around just in the hope that you ultimately get a better deal than what's on the table now would not be doing right by him, right? Or really by the quarterback they're probably going to draft, Caleb Williams, or by their coaching staff. So I think at some point they'll move him. The question is, where and what kind of situation are we now looking at? To Dan's point, you know, I think it is going to have to be either a backup role or a place where he's fighting for a starting job. We've mentioned the Giants just as pure speculation. It makes sense. They have a quarterback coming off of injury, and this is a place where he could get a lot of offseason reps, work with the coaching staff, build himself back up to the point where next year he becomes an option for that team or for another team. I heard it suggested by a couple people yesterday, the Colts, right? Like another quarterback coming off of an injury, a great coaching staff with quarterbacks that might be able to help put him in a better position a year from now. So as shocked as we all are by it, the league tells us what it thinks of these guys. And right now, this is where Justin Fields stands. Yeah. There were people that wanted Gardner Minshew and Jacoby Brissett and Sam Darnold as their possible starters over him.
Agreed. Just so we're clear, 10 days ago we're having this conversation. We're saying, well, it's probably going to be a second-round pick. If you're giving up a second-round pick, you're going to exercise the fifth-year option.
Right.
You're looking at $28 million fully guaranteed. You're looking at $2.7 million on a one-year deal, and that to me is stunning for a player that has flashed really high upside. And you've talked about his character, Greeny, going back to the Big Ten days. Like, I can't find anything wrong with him in saying, you know, when the talent sets the floor and the character sets the ceiling, the upside is so compelling. I'm shocked that one of those three teams didn't say, hey, for a six-round pick, we're going to give Justin Fields a chance.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, and I think if you organizationally believe, and Mike T, you can speak to this, that you are a legitimate Super Bowl contender, for a sixth-round pick and $2.5 million, to have a capable backup we've seen is paramount. I do like the Giants as an entertaining thought, Graz. I do think Indy makes sense. I think Philadelphia could be an option, just as a potential backup for a cheap option. Sure. What about the Los Angeles Rams with Matthew Stafford getting older? So I think that there's teams out there that we now have to look at it differently and say, well, you're not just going to trade for Justin and make him the starter.
Right.
But I do think that there's multiple teams that you sit there. This one doesn't make sense to me, guys. I feel like Lamar last year. I don't get it. I don't know why. I feel like I'm not doing my job at a high enough level because it just doesn't make sense.
I got the Lamar one last year. No one wanted to give a fully guaranteed contract. That would have changed NFL precedent, and the owners were all hesitant to do it. This one makes a lot less sense to me because I don't. There is the cost at this point is so, what's the opposite of prohibitive? Hibitive?
Yeah.
Anti-hibitive? I mean, whatever the opposite of prohibitive is. If you can get him for a fourth, a fifth-round draft pick at this point, to your point, they're now not obligated to pick up the fifth-year option immediately. It's almost the same thing as taking the flyer on Russell Wilson that the Steelers did.
Again, Mac Jones trade changed everything, and no one's reacted, which is stunning.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a symptom. I mean, over the weekend, making calls on the quarterback landscape, I heard that a lot. These teams do not view Justin Fields on a one-year deal as any kind of better option than, and the list was Gardner Minshew, Drew Locke, and who else signed yesterday? Brissett.
Sam Darnold,
yeah. So, yeah, that's the way it played out.
Are we sure Chicago's trading him and taking a guy?
I believe Chicago will trade him, yes. I don't think they're going to want him and Caleb Williams on the same
They had originally said by free agency. That's officially tomorrow. We'll see if they do something today. In the meantime, I like disgruntled fans because I've been one all of my life. Here's a very famous one. Country music star Luke Combs. He is a fan of the Carolina Panthers, and he tweeted, "Panthers, what are we doing? No first-round pick for McCaffrey a few years back, and now none for Burns? Are we just firebombing the whole team here or what? I usually don't comment on these kind of things, but it's just becoming slow torture at this point." I like Luke Combs. I know you did the song with Tracy Chapman, right? He's that guy.
Yeah, you got a fast car?
Fast car, yeah. Listen, wait. One way or another, I like this. I like an angry fan. Okay, did the Eagles just win the NFC East by signing Saquon Barkley? What exactly are the Cowboys doing after Jerry Jones promised to be all in? We'll answer those questions after we try and answer this one. Graz, I like this question. There is only one running back who had a 1,000-yard rushing season with two teams that currently play in the NFC East. Can you name that one back next?
Maybe.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, so look, I mean, there are very few people in the world who do anything better than Dan Graziano answers Hembo's trivia questions, and this is a good one. So the NFC East was busy yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley went from one team to another. There's only one running back in the history of the sport who had 1,000-yard seasons for two of the franchises that currently reside in the NFC East.
Yeah.
Can you name that running back?
My first job at ESPN was NFC East blogger, right? Like, I did that for a couple years. I know some things about the NFC East. It's either Herschel Walker or DeMarco Murray, both of whom did this for the Cowboys and ended up playing for the Eagles. I don't think DeMarco Murray was good enough with the Eagles to do it, so my guess is Herschel Walker.
My guess was DeMarco Murray. Your guess was right. He is correct. It is Herschel Walker. I was positive it was DeMarco Murray, but Herschel had 1,000 yards rushing for the Cowboys in 88 and 1,000 yards rushing for the Eagles in 92.
There you go.
It's a good question. I mean,
Herschel also played for the Giants, but he didn't get 1,000 yards.
Tip of the cap, and I believe he played for the USFL's New Jersey Generals, if memory serves. Do we have the scoreboard up here? Because I just love it.
Oh! Remember the other day, he didn't have it, the scoreboard. He was scared to put it up.
16-5.
Why?
Hembo is feeling the pain, and well, he should. In the meantime, that question, A, was excellent, and B, it stems from the big free agency shocker yesterday. Saquon Barkley finding that new home in the NFC East, the star running back signing a three-year, $37.5 million contract with the Eagles that includes $26 million fully guaranteed. In his six seasons as a Giant, he had 7,311 yards from scrimmage along with 47 touchdowns. Now, if you just sort of follow the way people react to things on Twitter, you would note that a great many people were making note of the fact that the Cowboys didn't do anything yesterday, quite literally didn't do anything. They were the only team in the sport that didn't make a move. Tad Prescott, friend of the show and brother of Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, tweeted, "So if it wasn't clear already, it is now. The Eagles have the best front office in the NFL," which begs two questions. The first of them is, at the risk of, you don't like the fact that he tweeted that?
Not at all.
Because
when you're doing your contract with ESPN, you know, Stacy isn't tweeting about how bad the ESPN talent office is. Like there's a way to do it. There's a there's a time and place.
Again.
Yeah. But look, the object of the exercise is to get the best deal possible.
I'm sorry. You just made me laugh. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I understand what you're saying.
Right.
But here's the problem with that, Mike, is that you got CeeDee Lamb's mother, and you got Tad Prescott.
Right.
Tad is Prescott. You got Micah Parsons' brother.
Right.
And all this stuff. And this is sort of the rules of engagement in Dallas.
And it's wrong. It's wrong. That's why they have trouble winning. They've won 12 games 3 years in a row, as Dan alluded to.
You got trouble winning.
You got top six quarterback in Dak Prescott, who's really good in the prime of his career. Top five receiver in CeeDee Lamb, you got to keep. And maybe the best defensive player in Micah Parsons. Get those deals done now so you know what is left, so you could maybe keep Tyron Smith. And to me, if I'm Dallas, there would have been a sense of urgency to get Dak done. And the fact that his brother is tweeting what he tweeted is not helping us get to where we need to go.
Yes, but it shouldn't be hurting us. I mean, if Jerry says, hey, Dak, tell your brother to stop tweeting, I'm just going to laugh. If I'm Dak Prescott, I'm going to laugh my way all the way through. the rest of that conversation. In the meantime, as I'm told that we do have Booger McFarland now, we've been working on that all morning.
He just got off the golf course. Finally done. 6 a.m. tee time.
That's what happened.
That's what it was. He's late because he was busy three putting 18, and that's a few extra minutes.
Wow. Wow, I love it.
Boog, we have not heard from you yet. Complete the following sentence. I'll get you to the Cowboys in a minute, but the real headline here is what the Eagles did. So the acquisition of Saquon Barkley makes the Eagles what?
You know what, Green, I'm not really sure, and I know that's not the popular answer because we want to come on here today and say, man, the Eagles are going to win the East, but do any of us really think the Eagles were running back away? Like, this is a team that lost six out of the last seven games, and their quarterback wasn't really playing really good football down the stretch, and so you have to wonder, one, can we get the quarterback fixed? Two, what was going on inside that locker room? And so I think Saquon Barkley is a tremendous talent. He deserved to be the number two pick in the draft. He is a home run hitter. He is explosive. But the Eagles have always been able to run the football. Like, so are they going to run it a little bit better with Saquon? Absolutely. But are we going to say that this running back changes the entire NFC East? I'm not ready to go there. It's going to be a piece to the puzzle. I do think it's going to help the quarterback, but in the end, the quarterback's got to play better. The second level of their defense has got to be better. They got to figure out who's going to replace Kelce at center. So there are more issues that the Eagles have to deal with. It's not the popular answer on the morning after they signed Saquon, but, like, that's the real answer about this football team, and hopefully we understand. Again, they lost six out of their last seven games, and they look like a shell of themselves. And so do any of us honestly think that running the football or running back was the issue at the end of the season? And if that's the case, how can we come on here today and say all of a sudden they're the NFC East favorite just because they signed a running back?
That's fair. Graziano's taking a victory lap on your comments.
Why did it take us so long to get Booger on? It's making sense.
I told you already.
Because he's not a good punter.
Nobody wins the division in March. It doesn't happen.
But Orlovsky, let me ask you a serious question because we know where you stand and I'm sort of on your side on this. But if indeed we accept as a given that something was wrong with Jalen Hurts last year, that he, for whatever reason, took a step back, I'm still never going to believe that he was actually healthy last year with that knee. But putting that out of the equation, what does the acquisition of Saquon Barkley mean to Jalen Hurts as a quarterback, Dan, recapturing what he was the year before when he might have been the MVP of the league?
Yeah, another dynamic threat for their offense. And if you think about Jalen Hurts and some of the things that he's done at an incredibly high level as a starter, it's been that zone read that was the backbone of their offense in their Super Bowl run season. And just close your eyes and imagine Jalen Hurts now having the opportunity to put the ball in the belly of Saquon Barkley and that offensive line pushing the line of scrimmage, and then Jalen Hurts wants to be again becoming a running threat. I would understand where Booger's coming from when it comes to the demise of their team last year. I think that is way more attributed to how bad they were coordinated on both offensive and defensive sides and their plans being terrible. Now, part of that was the player performance, but I think schematically they were in such a bad place that was the key to why they played so poorly. And now you have Kellen Moore coming in and going, okay, what do we do best at and how can we be more creative in that regard? And you're finding a coach that can understand, well, Saquon can do more than just run the football. And I think he'll be utilized in a multifaceted way, way that they didn't have that person last year.
Go ahead, Bud.
So we're going to blame the coordinators because the Eagles wet the bed down the stretch. We're going to blame the coordinators because the second level of their defense couldn't come downhill and feel the run. We're going to blame the coordinators because the quarterback didn't play well. I find that hard to believe, Dan.
Well, I'm not blaming the coordinator solely. I talked about it all last year, Boog, that scheme-wise, they weren't a good – Bradbury did not play well. The only person who could cover last year was Darius Slay. But schematically, offensively, specifically, they were about as predictable as the sun rising. So, yeah, that's going to make the job for the quarterback a lot harder. And I don't think their offensive line was as dominant last year as it was the years before. So I'm not solely blaming the coordinators. There's a reason why neither of them cats are there. But I do think it's an improvement schematically with the new person and an addition to a Saquon or with a Saquon talent-wise?
Let me jump to a bunch of other things here because we've had, full disclosure, we did have technical issues getting Booger on, and I want to get his take on a million different things that have happened. Quickly to my general manager, the Cowboy fans and all the world out there making a big deal of the fact that they did not make a move yesterday, the only team that didn't. Is that a big deal?
It is, from a standpoint that they need a left tackle, a center, a starting running back. Their back seven is still really small, so you could plug some of those pieces, but when your competition's getting better and you're not doing anything, it is a problem. And again, with Dak Prescott's contract really being cost inhibitive to do other things, as a leader, get that deal done right away. And oh, by the way, one other thing, Greeny, the Dallas Cowboys lost Dan Quinn and the Philadelphia Eagles added Vic Fangio. That matters.
Okay, so that's the NFC East picture. I'm now going to do something that the entire crew hates when I do, and that is I'm completely changing where we were going here because of the acquisition of Booger, but I have so much confidence in Cindy Morello, our director, and Eric Bolanos, who is our producer, that I'm going to now shift us to getting Booger's opinion on Kirk Cousins. So get all those tapes ready and everything else, even though you had no pre-planning time to do so. And I'm going to ask you, Booger, Dan Orlowski earlier this morning disputed the notion, or at least suggested he does not think Kirk Cousins makes the Atlanta Falcons a Super Bowl contender in an NFC where the Packers got better yesterday, where the Lions exist and everything else. So let's go to Kirk Cousins, who was the other huge move of the day yesterday. What does he make Atlanta?
I think he makes Atlanta the favorite in the NFC South, but that's about as far as I'm ready to go, Greeny. He's automatically right now the best quarterback in the NFC South. I think offensively, you look at all the first-round picks they have in London, Robinson, Kyle Pitts. Like, they got a ton of talent offensively. And you think that with this offensive line, that's been pretty good. You add in Kirk Cousins, who's been an above-average quarterback in this league for a long time, that the offense is going to score a point. But the questions I have is on defense. Like, who's going to rush the passer? It's been so long since they've had like a double-digit sack guy, so we got to get somebody to rush the passer. We got to get this defense better. I know Raheem Morris is going to do that, but right now the addition of Cousins, I think, makes them the favorite in the South, but that's about as far as I'm willing to go.
Hey, Booger, we talked about this yesterday. This is where I think Atlanta deserves a ton of credit, Greeny. 2-for-1, you get Kirk Cousins, and now with the 8th pick, the best defensive player in the draft is sitting right there, Dallas Turner. Great tape, great at the combine. And it really sets up great for Atlanta. And if I'm the GM, Terry Fontenot, I'm telling the owner that. I'm saying, hey, we have $100 million for an Achilles tendon and a 36-year-old. I don't love it, but our pass rush isn't good enough. And now at number 8, we're killing 2 birds with 1 stone. We got the quarterback now, and we're taking Dallas Turner.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Dallas Turner from Alabama, projected by, I think, most people to be the first defensive player off the board in what figures to be a very offense-heavy top of the draft. So, but we're not willing to go any further than that, Dan. I mean, I think that's interesting. They just spent a fortune on a quarterback. And I know New Orleans did the same thing. I know Tampa did the same thing last year. But you don't spend $180 million, 100 guaranteed, to win a division, right? I mean, don't they have their sights set higher than that?
Yeah, I mean, they have their sights set higher on it. I don't have to, though. I mean, I think you spend that money because at some point you get sick and tired of being a quarterback away. The Falcons are going to be a good football team, to trending really good. They will not be better than the Los Angeles Rams and San Francisco 49ers. They will not be better than the Philadelphia Eagles. They will not be better than the Green Bay Packers or the Detroit Lions. And so I still think that there are 6 teams that I would, as of right now, we have the draft left, to think that they are more suited to be NFC champions outside of Atlanta. But Atlanta has a significantly better chance to win their division today than they did yesterday morning. That matters.
Yeah, look, I mean, that division has been so bad for so long. That it just feels to me like there should be a higher, like if I was expecting more than that. Let's put it that way. I was expecting people to come in here this morning and say the Falcons look like a team that could make a deep
playoff. Why though, Greeny? Agree.
Yeah.
Because we've been waiting for someone. If Kirk Cousins can unlock that, they have probably as much skill position talent, Booger, you just ran through it, as any team in the entire NFL that has been completely untapped for reasons known only to them, plus a good offensive line. Why won't they have as good an offense, particularly playing in a weak division and playing indoors? Why wouldn't they have as good an offense as any team in the NFC?
Yeah, but Greeny, you said it, as good an offense. But offense is not the only part of the game. You got to play defense. You got to play special team. There's more to football than offense, Greeny. I get it. Offense sells, but offense does not stop the opposing team's offense. It only puts points on the board. And so are you going to say that Kirk Cousins is willing to put up 40 points a game? I think, that's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. We'll see. Look, the Lions won a lot of games last year with a defense that wasn't all that good. I think we're under – my personal opinion – I think we're underselling Atlanta. I think they're going to be more dangerous than we're making them sound. As we continue, more on the fuss about Russ in Pittsburgh. A day later, this deal looks better than ever. What exactly does it mean in the jam-packed AFC? We'll talk about that right after this.
Come on, 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And we're back on Get Up, free agency. It's only been one day, but it feels like a lifetime has gone by. Let's give out some grades after day one. Booger McFarland, what grade do you give the New York Giants?
Green, I'm going to give the Giants a B, and I know everybody's going to say, but how could you do that? They let Saquon Barkley go. It's because they know what they don't need. They got rid of Saquon and moved on, and they got Brian Burns for a 2 and a 5, paid him a lot of money, and now he's going to be opposite Kayvon Thibodeau. So the Giants did big things yesterday.
I agree. I think they had a very good day yesterday. Mike T, how about the Green Bay Packers?
B+. They had a really, really good day yesterday. Look, they got Josh Jacobs, who's going to be younger and more productive than Aaron Jones. Look, I like Aaron Jones, and cutting him isn't ideal, but Josh Jacobs is a better player. And then Xavier McKinney, 24 years old, outstanding safety, better than Darnell Savage. So at two critical positions, the Packers got better, B+.
At what time today will the Jets sign David Bakhtiari, do you think? Yeah. I'm keeping an eye on that one. Orlovsky, how about the Las Vegas Raiders? What grade do you give them?
Greeny, my freshman year at UConn, my GPA was a 0.67. I went B+. I'm going to go B+ for the Raiders. I love the addition of Christian Wilkins when it comes to adding him with Max Crosby. The Gardner Minshew one, I like that you have that, okay, we can go win games with that quarterback. I still want to see them jump and go get younger and more talented at that position.
I'll ask the question for Graziano. How did you remain eligible?
Yeah,
no,
please.
That's not my question. I want to know which class you got a B+ in.
Oh, yeah.
The B+ was in ARE, Agricultural Resource Economics. I don't know.
Nice. I bet that's come in handy.
Isn't there some sort of minimum GPA requirement that a football player?
You go on academic probation. You make sure you get your GPA back up so you become eligible, and you go back on academic probation. And you get your GPA up to stay eligible. It's all a game.
You know what? This explains so much. I understand things so much better now. Okay.
Well, what do you think Booger had at LSU?
Why you got to bring Booger into it?
Better than what you had at UConn, I can tell you that.
Suddenly Booger is
somebody came after Dan. He brought it up himself.
I agree. It's collateral damage. Okay. And then the day before, there was Russell Wilson. That was the huge move of Sunday. And for those of you who don't know, Stephen A. Smith is a lifelong crazy Steelers fan. So he had thoughts on this, Shannon had thoughts on this, and the two of them on First Take had an interesting exchange when talking about if Russ is an upgrade for the Steelers.
Is he a significant upgrade to what the Steelers had last year? Yes or no?
Hold on. Bologna is an upgrade over potted meat. I don't want either one of them, though.
Someone tell me. I love it. It's the best.
Someone tell me what powdered
it's
meat
the best.
Is. I don't know what that is. What
potted
is
meat, Greeny. Potted meat, not powdered. Potted meat. It's potted. P-O-T-T-E-D. Yeah. Potted.
I think that's what Dan studied at UConn, agricultural
studies. Yeah, that's right. Dan should be able to weigh in on this.
With his B+.
Book, he didn't grow up like we did.
I just don't know what potted. One way or another. I don't. I forgot my question. Oh, a booger. On a day where Kirk Cousins got $100 million, okay? $100 million guaranteed dollars. The Steelers gave one guaranteed $1 million, or that's what they're paying to Russell Wilson because all the rest of it is coming from Denver. So I don't know if that makes him potted meat or what, a potted plant or whatever else it is one pots. But I think that in the light of day, that deal feels better and better to me as I watch. What do you think?
Yeah, Greeny. Potted meat is okay. Bologna and cheese is absolutely outstanding. I survived on those coming up for a long time. But Russell Wilson is a significant upgrade over Kenny Pickett. And someone once said, don't listen to what they say, watch what they do. And the Pittsburgh Steelers told us, yeah, we have all the confidence in the world in Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett is our guy. And yeah, we're going to go out and get Russell Wilson because Russell Wilson puts them in contention where they can now compete. The defense can go out there and play knowing that they have a competent quarterback from the offensive standpoint. You look at George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, they decide to keep him even though they want to move on from him. Now the offense can move because they have somebody they're confident in. Let's be honest. This team looked like a team that wasn't confident in their quarterback, Kenny Pickett, at the end of the season. So if you're Pittsburgh, are you a Super Bowl contender? No. But are you a team that can now go out and compete in the AFC North and get into the postseason and have a really viable chance against some of those juggernauts in the AFC? Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Graz, you have been the one who has been more skeptical of this than most. And my question to you is,
got to know your role.
What does that mean?
I'm the skeptic.
Oh, fair enough. but how about his role? I mean, his role, he has always been the star everywhere he's gone, and there's been huge investments made in him. And if they had given him the Kirk Cousins contract, then I would share your what the hell are they doing response. But at the price point that they got him, it feels like there's almost no risk involved.
I'm just unmoved. I feel like I don't fully understand what exactly Shannon Sharpe said, but I feel like I agree with it completely. So I think that's it. They were not a team that had confidence in Kenny Pickett. They were a team that played with confidence when Mason Rudolph was the quarterback. I don't think that was the... to me, Russell Wilson, over the last 2 years, has been average to below average, and two teams have kicked him out of their building. And one of them at great cost to themselves, right? The Denver Broncos. So he was 21st last year in QBR. Gardner Minshew was 13th. Are we hailing the Raiders for Gardner Minshew signing? Russell Wilson is not what we remember him when he was great in Seattle. I just don't think this is the needle-moving signing that a lot of people seem to believe it is.
Greeny, when you're running a team, you have very precious resources, cap and draft choices. They are playing chess. They, the Pittsburgh Steelers, everybody else is playing checkers. Kirk Cousins got $98,200,000 more in guaranteed money than Russell. This was a no-brainer. When you look at, we have a graphic including Baker Mayfield, this is stunning, the value they got Russell Wilson. There's only upside. There is zero downside. Yeah. If he doesn't beat out Kenny Pickett, it's $1 million. And if they hit, it's the best signing in the history of our sport.
I'm with you. I got 30 seconds left, Orlovsky. There for you. Go, finish it up.
Fried bologna will change your life.
Okay. Well, and who among us can argue with that?
He did get a B+ at agriculture.
I'm not 100% sure if you mean that in a good way or a bad way, but way or another. We have to take a quick break here and pot some meat, and then Stephen A. is going to come on. I don't know. I couldn't even read what Hembo wrote on the screen about potted meat. In the meantime, Kirk Cousins, what do these guys think that his signing means for the Falcons? You'll hear from them, Stephen A., Shannon, Booger, Shefty, Monica, Molly, and company next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, the championship week games continue. Horizon League title game 7, Eastern Milwaukee taking on Oakland. And then we got Gonzaga, St. Mary's for the West Coast Conference Championship. All the action headed down to the March of Madness continues tonight on ESPN. So once again, Dan, the potted meat. I mean, are you advising me to try some of this? Should I go out and get some?
I don't love potted meat, but a bologna, I'm telling you, go get some fried bologna, put it on some Wonder Bread.
Okie doke. Well, I've got dinner plans for tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
First Take now.